One of the reliable signs of springtime is the sight of people looking after their lawns and gardens. Many people in Northeast Texas have put on their gardening gloves in recent days and gotten their hands dirty with the first potting soil of spring. In Commerce, there's one garden where the focus is not flowers, but food. And this garden isn't tucked away behind some fence. It's the Commerce Community Garden, located on the west side of town on a large field behind the Methodist Church.
I'm organic until I can't be.
When fire ants are involved,
I want options.
Options.
I want options. I'll do, you know, whatever it takes to get tomatoes. I will do it.
We used to be organic when we lived in Pennsylvania.
About 25 people gathered there last Saturday for a work day, scheduled to coincide roughly with Earth Day. The garden has 45 raised beds, about half for organic growing, half conventional. It's a busy place, or at least it was on this morning, when the sounds of breezes and birdsong were drowned out by a chipper machine. Commerce Community Garden organizer Mike Odom says that the garden serves a number of purposes.
We have a mission statement that I don't have committed to memory, but it has to do with the idea of sustainable food production and with education. But a lot of folks, particularly kids, they just, you know, God love them, they just don't know where food comes from. You know, it doesn't come from the back room of Brookshire's. You know, it comes out of the dirt.
One big task this month for the gardeners is fixing the garden's irrigation system. The garden uses city water, but has its own pipes.
The soil heaves around here a lot, and it just cracked the PVC piping that we have.
As the crew of volunteers push wheelbarrows and shovel mud, one of the gardeners has a task that's important at many Texas outdoor gatherings. Jim Swart has his smoker fired up and is tending to some brisket and sausage that will feed the workers at lunch. Even sustainability-minded Texans can enjoy a brisket sandwich after a half day in the field. Swart says he's seen this garden go from theory to thriving project.
It's a really good idea, and when you look at community gardens, some of them are successful and some of them are not. This one has been overwhelmingly successful.
Students from Texas A&M University Commerce have been a part of the picture too, he says.
They can grow things that they can't buy in the grocery store here.
Not everyone who works in the garden has a plot. Some A&M Commerce students helped out on this morning as part of their coursework. Undergraduate Taylor Phelps spent 2.5 hours as a weekend gardener,
digging a lot of holes.
Phelps and a few other students helped with the irrigation system repair.
It's just for a good cause. I know a lot of the vegetables here go to like food banks around. I was just talking to Mike about it, and it's just a good cause for, you know, everyone to come out here and work together and, you know, just work as a team.
Donna Odom says that while the Commerce Community Garden is doing well, it could use more involvement from students, other young people, or anyone else wanting to help out.
One of the things we would love to see happen is to get more young people involved.
Raised beds are available for a $35 annual fee. There's a Facebook group for Commerce Community Gardens for those interested. Mike Odom says that there's still time to get in some transitional season veggies before the summer limits new planting to hot weather crops only.
I hope it's not too late to put in potatoes. I've got some that I'm going to put in probably this afternoon, as a matter of fact, because I love them so much. I didn't realize how good a fresh potato tasted until I grew my own.
As was mentioned, area food banks also benefit from the garden. Not only do gardeners share from their personal harvest, but adjacent to the garden is a pea patch. That's also a shared resource.
A couple of acres of purple hull peas out there, and they're free to the community. Anybody who wants to have them when they come in, just go out there and pick them. You'd be surprised how many few people want to pick, though, because it is work. You got to bend over the plants only get a shin high, you know, and so you.
If you want some purple-hulled peas, they're not ready yet. It's only April. But later this summer, there'll be peas, squash, just about anything that will grow under the Northeast Texas sun. So while some gardens only produce flowers, in Commerce there's one garden that's making a statement for sustainability and community. For KETR News, I'm Mark Haslett.